it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me, and I've been told I have a strict 10 minutes with him, is Keith Jeffrey from the band Atlas Genius. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, how you doing?
Now tell me, where are you at right now?
Currently in Boston, just outside of the House of Blues, where we're playing tonight.
Big show. You guys have been on tour now for a little while, and you're coming here to Utah. We had the chance to meet. You probably meet thousands of people all the time, but last time we met, we sat in kind of the dark corner of a brew pub, and we sat and chatted about the history of Atlas Genius. What's been new in the last couple months?
Well, we've been on this tour for a couple of weeks. Prior to that, we did all the summer festivals like Lollapalooza, Outside Lands, and that sort of thing. So we've been all over the place. And I think since we saw you, we actually went back to Australia and did a two-week tour there as well. So we've been traveling.
I want to talk a lot about, it seems like a lot of these bands that I get the chance to interview now are coming from Australia. Do you see a huge surge in Australian music kind of taking over the States?
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising how many bands we see, like other fellow Australian bands we see, like in venues like we're playing right now. You know, you see on the board there'll be Tame Impala or Empire of the Sun. There's a lot of Australian bands touring. So as to why that is, I can't tell you why there's so many bands doing well out of Australia right now, but I'm grateful for it.
And I want to talk about your experience at Lollapalooza. That's something that is kind of, for me as an audience goer, that's been the thing that I want to go and check out. How was it being a performer at Lollapalooza?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same for bands. To play at Lollapalooza, I think, is most bands' dream. So that was a great day for us. Yeah, that's Lollapalooza and Coachella. They're sort of the festivals that we know about back in Australia growing up, and so to do that was great. We had a really good crowd for that one. It was amazing. So we got to see some of our other friends play as well. So Imagine Dragons were there that day, and a few other bands in the neighborhood. So it was fun.
Do you ever, as a member of a band, do you ever just want to, like, jam and play around with other bands? Like, you mentioned Imagine Dragons. Do you ever just want to be like, hey guys, when this gets done, let's plug in and just goof around for a bit?
Yeah, I mean, at some point I think it will do that. I mean, they're really good friends of ours. We toured with them for 2 months, and we're actually touring with them again later this year. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about what we're doing now, is that we get to tour with bands that we love and respect. And so we've had certain bands that we're planning on doing a little bit of work with down the road. So I mean, I'm really good friends with Kenny from AWOL Nation, and we might do something at some point. Yeah, absolutely.
Would it be something that people would get the opportunity to actually hear, like a collaboration that would play on the radio, or is it something where you're just like, yeah, we're planning the time to just hang out and jam?
Well, I mean, you plan it just as time to jam, but you just don't know. I mean, I think with music, you never put the pressure on to, like, hey, let's write a hit song. I think that's not the way to do it. You just see how it feels, and if something good comes from it, that's great. If not, you just have a good time doing it.
You know, when we talked before, I was just fascinated at the dynamic it must be to be in a band with your brother. But what I didn't ask about was,
yep,
if there is a cool from your youth experience that you could share with us.
Well, apparently you don't actually remember this story, but Michael has told this story that I broke his arm when he was a kid, not deliberately, but see, I must have been too young to remember this, but apparently I pushed him off of some play equipment when he was a young kid. So, you know, I don't go around breaking people's arms often, but apparently that's what I did to him.
And has there ever been any sort of retribution?
I must have blocked this out.
Has there ever been any sort of retribution?
I think he's been paying me back ever since, you know, just just death by a thousand cuts, you know, just sort of whenever he gets a chance.
You know,
that's not true.
He'll just cut me every once in a while. When you came through town last time when we had the chance to chat, it was really just Trojans that had come on really strong, and you kind of told the story about that. But since then, obviously, this amazing success of If So has been out, and those are both songs that people will recognize from listening to our radio station. What could you have predicted that, or can you tell me like what you think the next one is going to be that you guys are going to try and get us to spin for you? Or
I don't think you can ever predict this kind of stuff with music. You get into music really for the love of it, and then anything that happens on top of that is really a bonus and a very welcome bonus. But you know, we didn't predict it. I mean, when Trojans came out, that was really just us just putting the first song out, you know, just sort of testing the water, so to speak, where we liked the song, but we just put it up on the internet. So, I mean, you might be familiar with the way that happened. And,
yeah.
And so then the fact that song got spun on radio for over a year around America, I think it got to number 3 on the Billboard charts. Like, we were totally surprised by that. So If So has had a lot of radio play as well. So, you just, when you're writing songs, you just, like I said, like if you're jamming with other people, when you're writing songs, you have no idea what's going to happen. That's the beauty and that's the scary part with it, you know?
But
it's totally unknown.
But I've got to think, you know, as a songwriter, there's got to be a song that, you know, there's songs that you're like, oh, that's a great song. That's a great song. I love that. But then there's the song where it's like, this is the song. This is the thing. I totally believe in this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think that but that's like, I can write a song and really feel like we've done something great with it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to, you know, going to get radio play. It's two different things. And sometimes the song, like one of my favorite songs on the album is Centered On You, which I don't know if that will ever actually get radio play, but you know, like it's, you know, it may be not, it's not quite as immediate as something like Trojans, but there's different sets of ears. You listen to it sometimes, you know, is this a potential single or is this just like it's just a solid song? There's other people that are better at picking hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just write the songs.
Well, that's cool. I'm looking forward to having you guys here in town. You guys are doing Boston, and then where does the next couple of days and weeks take you?
We head to New York tomorrow. We've got 2 shows at Irving Plaza, so we're there for 3 days, and then I think we go to Philadelphia, and then after that, you're stretching, you're testing my memory. I think that's about as far as I can go.
And then, about then, you make your way here. You're here in town on the 30th of October at In the Venue, and you're here with Family of the Year. Are you touring with them right now?
Yeah, they're with us the entire tour. Yeah.
What? How are they?
Oh, they're great. They're extremely nice people. A really great band. I feel like we've got some. The 2 bands we're touring with, but Family of the Year and Darwin Hart Jr. are really, they're a really good fit because musically they're not, you know, exactly the same genre as us, but it complements each other. So it's nice to have that. I think sometimes if you have 3 bands that sound the same, it might be too monotonous. But for music lovers, I feel like it's a good, really good fit.
Well, we can't wait to have you here, and I'm looking forward to hooking up with you guys again in person when you guys are in town on the 30th of October. It's at In the Venue. Tickets are available at smithtix.com, or you can just go to x96.com on the concert page and find out how to get tickets that way. Looks like tickets are anywhere between $16 and $18, so we look forward to having you here. Thank you so much, Keith from Atlas Genius.
Great. Looking forward to seeing everybody. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Have a great day.